This is MSO, newsports.com. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Steve Cummings, head football coach at Wakefield High School. And Steve, the big news out of Wakefield football in the past week has been the injury to your star and starting quarterback. Update us on that. The injury happened last Friday at in Lynn.
Yeah, just before the half, we were running a little screen play. Threw the ball, somebody came, and, you know, just one of those freak things. It, you know, he landed around his leg, and, you know, instead of his foot sliding out, it stuck in the turf, and he ended up breaking his fibula and his tibia and his right leg, which is going to end his year, which is too bad because he was having a great summer, you know, really taking on a leadership role. You know, so now, you know, with him being out, I just had surgery, had a couple plates put in, a couple screws. You know, he's still going to come back and be a leader for us, just not on the field anymore. But he's still going to be a guy that's a big part of the program. So now we have Mike Lucy, who's a sophomore, who's going to come in. Mike's shown great poise throughout the camp. He's made really good strides. So we're not, you know, it's not like we're starting from scratch. You know, Mike's a kid who can run our offense. He's got a big arm. He's football smart. You know, he's kind of got all those little things you want. You know, but he's kind of going to have to learn pretty quick because you know, he's going to be the guy that goes in week one. And you know, I know Beverly from seeing them on tape, they're pretty aggressive. They like to send their linebackers, throw the different looks at you. So you know, we think he can handle it, but again, you're not going to know with these young kids until you get them on the field first week.
How does that, clearly that impacts your offense, but maybe describe what your offense, what you would have liked to have done with Kobe, but then, you know, what, how you adjust without him?
We were really going to try to hang our hat on running the ball this year, so it doesn't change that much. What we lose with Kobe is, you know, Kobe's he started about 5 games for us last year, so he's got varsity experience. He's able to read a defense very well. He finds little windows. You know, he's able to kind of pump fake and move guys with his body movement to open up other things, which Mike doesn't have yet. But in terms of running the ball, you know, we still have really good running backs. Our offensive line's been doing a great job this camp. So, you know, I think it'll allow teams to kind of gear up in the box a little bit more for us. So we're going to have to be able to take shots and you know, kind of give Mike a few things to look at and, you know, in order to check out of things and throw the ball down the field. But overall, offensive scheme wise, it really doesn't change things for us a lot. Like I said, Mike's also been having a really good camp. You know, he was a kid who we thought could come in and push for the starting quarterback job as a sophomore anyway. He just kind of got that knack about him where he doesn't really seem to get rattled. He kind of keeps his wits about him, stays very even keel the whole time. So, you know, with him going in, like I said, we lose a lot of the experience. You know, a lot of the stuff Mike's going to have to pick up on the fly. But, you know, it's football. It is what it is. And sometimes you got to, you know, you put in these spots and you got to coach your way into it.
No doubt about it. Well, Steve, tell us about, give us a kind of a little preview of your offense, you know, as far as players are concerned, some of the key players you're relying on offensively.
Probably the biggest player offensively is Joe Marinaccio. He's kind of like a Swiss Army knife. He can kind of do it all. You know, we've put him in the backfield where he's taking the snaps at quarterback, running some read option stuff. Really good year at tailback for us last year. We put him in the slot. He's a guy that we run jet motions with. He can catch the ball really well. So he kind of does a little bit of everything. He's a tough kid. He's also one of our starting middle linebackers. So just in terms of overall football, I mean, he's huge for our team. So we got it. We continue to find different ways to get the ball in his hand. You know, whether we got to split him out wide or put him inside or whatever it is we have to do with him. He's a huge guy for us. Another kid offensively that's really been picking up the slack for us is Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's a kid who is a junior. We lost him early last year. He broke his wrist in a JV game. But he's come out this year. He's been flying around. And he's another kid who, you know, we've been trying to find places to put him on the field just to get him the ball because he's a shifty kid. He runs hard, but he can make people miss. You know, football IQ is off the charts. He gets spacing. And, you know, he's a little bit ahead of it for a kid his age. But, you know, we have a couple guys that we know that we can, you know, we can count on. If we can get those guys in space, one-on-one situations, we're going to win a lot more than we lose.
How about on the defensive side of the football? Who would the scouts really single out on Wakefield this year?
You know, Joe Marinaccio is, you know, as I talked to before, is one of our starting middle linebackers. Makes great reads and flows. And the kid right next to him, PJ Iannuzzi, is another one of our senior captains. He's a 2-year starter at middle linebacker. He really anchors our defense. He's our Mike linebacker, so he's going to make all the calls, takes care of the huddle. He's been doing a great job with us so far in camp. You know, last year we had a really good core of guys around him, and he kind of stepped in when they graduated and took the leadership role. So, you know, he's a kid who kind of sticks out on tape a little bit when you watch. He's really fast. He's great at the point of contact. In the back end of our defense, we have Alex McKenna. He's one of our returning safeties, who really does a great job in space. Comes up, he tackles really well for a safety. He's a kid who we kind of move back and forth between safety and outside linebacker because he can do it. He can handle the different spots. You know, so we have some dynamic guys on defense, some guys who play. Our D-line as a whole, and I don't really want to single anybody out, but our D-line as a whole, we've got a good rotation of about 8 or 9 guys that we get in, and they're really good at just kind of knowing their responsibility, eating gaps, making sure our linebackers can flow sideline to sideline and make plays, and that's been a big part of what we've been able to be successful with this offseason so far.
Finally, last two questions. Next to last one would be, the game against Beverly. What kind of a game? Where are the matches? Where are the keys in this game as you see it?
Well, we're going to get a different look from Beverly this year. You know, as everyone knows, Andrew Morenci took over the job at Beverly for Dan Bauer, who did a great job with that program for a long time. But they were wing tee, and, you know, it was really hard to prepare for. And now it's different. So it's a little strange watching Beverly on tape and not seeing him in that wing tee and doing all the, you know, the formation trades or whatever. So it's going to be a little bit different because we're not really sure what we're getting ourselves into. You know, we've got a couple scrimmage tapes to go off of. But, you know, it's hard to tell what their bread and butter is going to be. Are they going to be a running team? Are they going to be a passing team? So we got to kind of feel that one out on the fly. That's going to be the toughest part. Defensively, they seem very sound up front. They have a middle linebacker on tape, and you know, he doesn't miss much. You know, he comes downhill and he fills, and you know, I haven't seen him miss too much on tape in terms of tackling. But they're very athletic. They're very fast. They have decent size. So we know we got our work cut out for us.
Yeah. And finally, your coaching staff. Maybe share with us who's on the coaching staff. Anyone new this year for Wakefield football?
Coaching staff has stayed mostly the same. We had one change in our coaching staff this year. We brought in Wakefield guy Sean Smith, who's been working with our youth program for a while. Sean played his college ball at Auburn University. So he brings just a wealth of knowledge to the defensive secondary, offensive football, and just the places that he's been and the level of football that he's played, you know, and he's got a passion for the game. You know, it's just something that people feed off of, the kids and even the coaches. He comes out to practice sometimes. He's got that big voice, and you can tell how into it he is, and it just kind of it just gets you going in the right direction. So it was a huge pickup for us to pick him up. But, you know, Ruben Reynoso is going to continue to be our offensive coordinator. Chris Tolios is going to continue to be our defensive coordinator. So we didn't have a lot of turnover, but I felt like the move that we did make, bringing Sean in, is going to pay off huge.
All right, Coach, good luck to you. Thanks thanks for joining us. And, Steve, thanks for – and we'll see you on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Steve Cummings, head football coach at Wakefield High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.